You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Race
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
Holy shit.
Boom! We're back. Yeah. Race Wars.
Yeah, we are back. And we got a special guest today, and it's just me and Sherrod.
Yes, talking.
Interviewing this guest.
Yes, we don't want to step all over each other and embarrass ourselves in front of a big name.
This really is a talk over each other terrible show most of the time.
It's like The View with smaller penises.
Dude, this is how the best way to intro this our guest, because, you know, people love or hate our guest.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
It's a very polarizing response.
Yes.
Okay. But I just want you guys to hear this before I even bring her out here first, okay? Because this is, to me, about a billion times worse than whatever you feel for Ann Coulter.
Okay.
This person, Ann Coulter is going to be a breath of fresh air to introduce after I read you the title of this.
Read it.
Okay? So this is, remember Seinfeld complained about he can't do colleges. And your cousin, Chris Rock, also complained.
I've had a lot of comedians complain about the same thing.
Because they're too PC and they're like, but everything's Seinfeld a fucking trigger.
Right.
Which I don't even know how you get away with that. I'm triggered. Good. Shouldn't, in that life? Anyway, this is the article from our, I'm not even going to say her name because I'm not going to give her the fucking, but I just want to mock her article.
Let's mock the shit out of it.
Okay, here's the title. What do the politically correct brain police have against venerable man comedians like Jerry Seinfeld? Which is sarcasm. Meaning, shut up, Seinfeld. And I like it because it actually tells you in the title what the politically correct brain police have against him. He's a venerable man. That's the fucking, okay? So then here's the little part under it. The vintage observational jokester says killjoys are ruining comedy. But where he sees a threat, I see marginalized voices finally being allowed into the club.
Oh, my God. Who is this woman?
You know this is Salon.com,
let's just call
right?
her, no, it's not Salon. It's The Guardian. This chick started it like Jezebel. And this is the thing that's amazing to me. She's terrible and has worked her way up to now The Guardian. I mean, even if, whatever your views are, this is just not good writing. Like, it's just not good.
Right. You're angry about this. This heated you up today, didn't it, Kurt?
It's just, why is someone who's not a comedian and doesn't know shit about it talking like a fucking expert?
Right.
And then, just look up the article and read it if you want. The whole rest of it, not one part does this person address any of his things about it being hard to do a joke there. No, it's just, stop whining. You're a man. That's the whole gist of it. And this is the entire, like, left-wing kind of argument. Because I'm always in, like, somebody, I'm not right enough or left enough for somebody. The left people, what they do to me, or just in general, is this. It's this condescending, I don't have time to educate you. Right. So I'm just going to speak very, I'm going to lower my glasses on my nose and raise one eyebrow at you. That's how I have a comeback. Then that's the whole goddamn thing.
That's the whole article.
Yeah, so however you feel about Ann Coulter, she doesn't do this shit.
I agree.
You know?
Let's introduce her now.
So Ann Coulter's on.
Ann Coulter's in the house. That's how we do it, man.
How did you get her on?
We're friends. We're friends for years. We go back like spinal cords. We get down like four flats.
Well, why didn't you get her on sooner then?
Because I didn't trust you, Kurt, and I didn't know if I was going to stay on the show, to be honest.
Oh,
with you.
Is that right?
If you want to talk about that
now. Wow, fair enough.
But Ann, thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me. Well, it's because of articles like that I think I am so popular among comedians, even who hate my politics. Thus, most of my book tour has taken place in this room.
Right.
Is that right? Wow.
I saw Sherrod Saturday night at Comedy Cellar, and I was remarking, because I used to go a lot to Comedy Cellar. I was writing my book for the last year, so it's been a while. And for that, whatever it was, hour and a half set, I mean, you're always politically incorrect.
Yes.
Every single comedian, it was 100% ethnic and racial humor. There was like 10 minutes of penis jokes.
Right.
And other than that, usually there's a little bit boyfriend, girlfriend, life, this, that, the other thing. This was 100% ethnic, politically incorrect humor. And I think it's because people are feeling so oppressed.
They're feeling like they're boxed in.
Well, plus this nonsense, this whole idea this girl has, basically what this is about her personally. It's not about marginalized. It's never the marginalized voices. They don't have a problem with shit. Like, the black people, like, she has a thing in here where she talks about how Seinfeld criticized his show because it didn't have enough black people on it over the years.
Shut up.
And so, first of all, I never heard any black people giving a shit about what Seinfeld had on Seinfeld. No. They were watching Martin. That's what I remember.
Yes.
Okay. Only she gives a shit. Do you understand? Like, you're not speaking for the marginalized people. You're a privileged college twit pretending to be marginalized people.
If you're complaining about how many black people on Seinfeld or Friends, you're not really, you don't give a fuck about black people. You don't give a fuck about us because we don't care about that.
Right.
And by the way, you misunderstand the purpose of complaining about racism. It's not to help black people. It is to say about yourself, I am a good person. Yeah. I am better than other white people. Right. Nothing to do with black people.
No, you do. You could be identified as one of the good ones that way, maybe.
Like, right.
If I was black, I mean, like, because I asked you this before, dude, could you possibly respect any white person that didn't have a touch of challenge to them? Do you know what I mean?
I couldn't.
Like, I'd be like, I'm the wrong. I want you to know I'm wrong before we even start. Like, could you even respect a white guy that way? Like,
A white girl, yes. A white guy, nah. But a first date, what a cooperative first date.
But this girl has a whole thing about how comedy was a hostile space for women. Basically, she sucked at it, and it was hostile for her. Okay, and this girl lives in Seattle, and I want to know. I would love to get her on, but I don't think she would come on the show. But I want to know what hostile space you found in fucking Seattle. I want to know where you went, where you actually felt hostility coming from those pussies. They can't even make eye contact in a crowd there. Like, if you just address someone in the crowd in Seattle, the whole crowd goes, oh, like, they can't believe you spoke and looked in someone's eyes. So I just want to know what she's talking about. Secondly, the very idea that white men are the advantaged ones in stand-up. So I'm now almost 17 years in.
Right.
So when I first got here, the first thing I was told by Lewis, he used to bark at the Boston.
Oh, Louis Schaefer.
Louis Schaefer, not gay.
Not gay, lightly fruity. Okay. Lightly fruity.
The first thing he told me was, well, listen, they're not really looking for white males right now. Okay? First thing I got told my
he
first,
was, though.
First,
he was looking for white males.
Yeah, he was, luckily.
Yeah.
Not gay. They haven't been looking for white males in comedy since I've been in it. Okay? Right. So if you're failing and you're not a white male right now, that's on you. You just weren't that good. You were only marginally good. That's what happened. Because they're especially after 9/11, they were like, we got to get some Jungle Book looking motherfucker.
But you also got to be 11 years old and a Jungle Book. You can't just be. Oh, you ain't going to walk in there thinking Satchel Paige in it.
This is the best
part. You're going to be 44 years old. Ageism is the biggest ism in the business.
You're goddamn exactly right. This is
leave
the prejudice.
Sex out of it.
Yeah.
Sex and color, please.
I thought they all just died.
Who?
What?
Comedians.
We die. We always horrible
the hard
deaths.
Living.
You know, always
the
horrible.
Drinking.
Well, we die more than rappers for sure. This is a deadlier job
really
than rapping.
Is that really true?
Is it?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, we dive gunshots more, and a lot of them are
self-inflicted.
But that's self-inflicted.
Yeah, we
self-inflicted. Phil Hartman took one.
That's from the wife, though. This wife shot him.
Whatever. The point is, we die more than rappers.
You're right. He picked the bitch.
That's
you're
amazing.
Right. He picked that bitch.
And then who dies more? There was somebody that, it's not magicians. But I actually
mimes.
It's your mimes. We think alike.
But this is the lowest rung. Like, stand-up is the lowest rung of showbiz, for sure. A magician is ahead of us. A ventriloquist is ahead of us.
What about pundits? Pundits is now
pundits
on that list.
Ahead of us. We're the thing when a porn star quits porn.
She thinks she can do this.
I'm going to be a stand-up. I could always have done that.
Never works out, though. That's why I love it.
Well, people think it's just easy. And that's what this idiot that wrote this article thought. She was going to just waltz into stand-up.
Here's my opinions.
Yeah.
Hey, does she give any of her jokes in the article?
No, but she does
say who her favorite comics are.
Oh, I got to hear that.
Well, she did mention
her favorite comic
me twice.
yeah, sure. This is how you know she's an asshole. Sherrod
Small. Daily Caller and Stephen Colbert.
Well, Colbert is great, but he's a white male. See, this is what you don't understand when you talk about liberals.
So it's all women.
Let me tell you something. You're still in the old paradigm of liberals, this and that. You're going to be begging for a nice liberal, okay?
That's done. Yeah. Oh, it's over.
With the kid that wrote that article about Chris Rock, remember that on Gnome Show?
Wait till you, it's a whole
this
wave
kid,
of new nonsense.
Okay,
wait, I got to hear about this.
This kid wrote an article called The Poisonous Legacy of Chris Rock because of his...
I love the title.
Funny?
Let's be honest. I love the title.
Remember your Chris joke? He like hide the money from niggers in the books.
Yeah, hide the money.
Yeah, it was a complex joke.
Let Ann finish laughing first. Yeah, you hide it in the books.
So this was
we get it, Ann. It's funny, okay?
So he wrote how his poison is this and that legacy, and I go, I don't understand why you like as a liberal. Are like this hard on like just people speaking freely. I thought liberals were the one. He goes, I'm not a liberal. I'm a radical. And that's what it is. They're not liberals. They despise liberals. Because I would call myself like a libertarian, maybe, okay? That I'm a far right winger. When I got to go, Larry Wilmore show or whatever, they get me as the right wing kind of guy, which I'm not at all.
Right.
Because that's how fucking far left these people
are.
Yeah,
it ain't so far left. It's daunting and even to get to
listen,
them.
I didn't want Romney to win, but unfortunately, a side effect of when a Democrat wins a presidency, this is what I said last night, it's the wing nuts on the left really feel it's their time to shine.
Yeah.
Like when Bush was in.
Their time to shine.
Yeah, that's when
it's my moment. But that's like when Bush was in, that's when we had the Dixie Chicks have to be steamrolled out.
Yes.
That was the right wing version of that.
Yeah.
Because they criticized our monkey on foreign soil. Who gives a shit?
I can't wait till the pendulum swing, though.
So that now.
Defense of the attack on the Dixie Chicks. I didn't care that they criticized George Bush. I criticized that they were on, like, night 47 of a 68-night tour, and they happened to wait for an anti-American audience in England. Criticize George Bush.
Every audience in England?
In front of any audience.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't they do that the whole
tour?
Yeah.
No, I just hate people going for the standing ovation and then demanding that
pandering.
Respect their bravery. No, screw you. Do it in Texas.
Right. Listen, I'm with you on that because that is the most annoying thing in the world when people love to suck up to.
Yeah.
If you've had any experience.
And pretend it's courageous.
If you have any experience with Europeans. Like, my girl does ESL, or she was doing ESL school. This is the thing that you get rid of quickly, is the idea that they're better than us, Europeans.
Yes.
Like, we're one of the least racist countries on the fucking planet.
Oh, easily.
America
easily.
Is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're so much more racist than us. And every other
easily.
Thing. And they think they're, and it's literally, they're just mad that they're not doing the obnoxious shit we're doing.
Right.
Like, when I went to England, I was like, wow, everything I don't like about Americans, I can see where it came from. The second you go to England, you're like, that
no
little
question.
Snotty attitude and that fucking...
Looking down your nose and...
And I don't suck up to accents like Americans do. We're like, he's got an accent.
Oh,
that
I
must
totally
be a...
do.
Do you really?
She's a woman. Women. Like a Brit- that's how women
is
do.
Is that what it is? It's a girl thing.
They're like, oh my God, I fucked Harry Potter. It was so magical. They don't give a fuck. They just hear an accent and they like
I want to bring up, because here's, we have, this is Karen, that's Caitlin, and then Nick Mullen's back there. Where's Nick? Yeah, with this dumb mustache. So normally they would be on the show, but we didn't want them talking
over.
Oh,
sorry.
We don't want them yapping. Let's talk about our book
first. I
want to
get into your book, because Karen, for example, her mom's an actual immigrant from Israel.
Boo!
Whose English is spotty at best. Yeah, I say boo.
Hiss! Close the borders!
When these Christ hunters come to this country and... all right, so... Joel, let's talk about your book. Like, what's it called and what's the thrust of it and everything?
Adios America, the left's plan to turn our country into a third world hellhole. And actually, I have one chapter. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you guys seen it?
I haven't read the book. I've only
read... You guys
read,
haven't even glanced at it.
I've only read... No. I've read a lot of quotes. I've read a lot of quotes by people that don't like you.
that's most of my interviewers
right.
read.
I don't have time to read the book. I just went to see what you said wrong.
That's actually in the foreword of the book. It's
and
just
prepared,
people talking shit.
And prepared my yellings at you. So please, go on.
Well, for the Israeli immigrant, I would like to put her in charge of our immigration policy because I have a chapter titled, Why Can't We Have Israel's Immigration Policy?
Oh.
They know how to run a country and protect their borders.
They
and
don't let anybody
the
in.
The most amazing thing is, you know, I keep reading in the New York Times that fences don't work, which is so weird coming from people in gated communities. But it turns out Israel put a couple fences up. And guess what? They work. It's the damnedest thing. We got to tell the New York Times about Israel. I don't know if they've heard.
America needs to be more of a gated community is what you're saying.
Exactly.
So what? Israel got it all locked down. Nobody can come in and out.
Yeah.
Why
Shrod,
can't we
let me
have
tell
that?
You rule number one over there. No Schwartzes.
They do have
let me tell you Karen's mom's immigration plan. No Schwartzes.
They do have a basketball league.
Yeah. Well, they'll let
and
those,
second
they'll
biggest to the NBA. It's second biggest to the NBA.
Well, that's a pretty big drop off after the NBA.
But it's still big. It's making the
second
most money.
Biggest.
So that's a lot.
I like that that's your defense.
He just thinks that it's protected white pussy
basketball.
Over there, and it's not. They're getting fucked by black dudes.
I'm sorry. I don't consider the Jews to be white, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, white
I don't
on the coast.
Them.
Well, they're white on the coast.
Whatever
New
you
York.
Are, get off my golf course. So who's it? And here's the other thing,
explain
too.
Explain the book. Explain the book.
Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, so explain the third world hellhole. And I have some quotes that I read from it that, see, here's what's tough because I hadn't read the book is, I can tell you have a sense of humor, so some of this shit, I don't know if it's like a joke that they decide to quote like you meant
you
it
can
as
never
a,
tell yeah yeah
right
yeah, yeah.
And so that's what I want to clear, but like explain the third world hell and how they do it.
Well, the basic point is, I'll try to make it really quick, 1965 Immigration Act completely changed who immigrates here, completely different the pre-1970 immigrants to the post-1970 immigrants, and it was done specifically to get a country that's more left-wing, just like the kind of country you're living in.
Like how did it
by bringing in very peasant cultures,
right,
who can be guaranteed to go on welfare, collect welfare for many generations. That is the Democratic Party's base. They're committing shocking, heinous crimes, and we know that we want to leave that to the blacks in America.
Thank
we do
you.
Not, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, don't really tread on me, foreigner.
It's like your jobs are being shipped out,
yes,
too.
Don't yes tread on me, you foreigner.
Yes, exactly. They
so what, we're not getting
walking
the best of the best? That's what he's saying? We're not well, getting okay the best of the best?
Oh, no.
We're not getting the do doctors and the lawyers.
That, and for a serious point, I really am, and I write about it in this book, it really is outrageous to me, and the people like Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are not only not objecting, but going along with the idea of immigrants piggybacking on the black experience. No. The reason we have civil rights, the reason we have affirmative action is because of slavery and Jim Crow. You arrived yesterday.
Right.
You don't get, but they do on
they
college
admissions.
They
take our. They take our shit.
Yes.
Sons of
okay,
and
so what,
Mexicans?
Yeah.
What specifically, like, were the changes made, you know, in 1965? Like, what did they...
The big one was it got rid of country quotas for the countries that had traditionally populated. And by the way, this is sort of a boring answer,
no,
which
not
I'll get
I
through
know
quickly.
About that, country quotas.
And then then chain migration. So most of the... Well, settlers to America, not immigrants, the Dutch, right, and the British, they create America. Then we have immigrants... from wildly, well, and West Africans who have been, right, here forever. So the country right
it
up until 1970 was biracial for, you know, 400 years. It was either, it was around 90% white, 10% black. That is biracial. That is not diverse.
Okay.
So those countries were the traditional immigrant countries. It gets opened up to the rest of the world. But, and most of, you know, a lot of the Western European countries, they had already sent their immigrants. And by the way, 30% of them pre-1970 used to go home again. Now nobody goes home. Now they go on welfare. And then it's mostly through chain migration or, quote, family reunification. You know, in America, your family is your spouse and your kids. In immigration, it's your third cousin. It's your brother-in-law. This is, you know, third world stuff. And so one guy comes from a small village in Pakistan, and the next thing you know, the entire village has moved there, and they won't, taxi drivers won't, you know, transport alcohol or dogs from the Minnesota airport.
Wow.
What? So, hold on.
Why not dogs, though? Wait,
Muslims don't like dogs.
What?
They think they're dirty.
What, they think they're Americans.
This is what I know. The quotas you're talking about, like, what were they originally? Like, that's what I just want to know. Like, specifically, it was what? We took so many from Europe, and then we said, now not Europe? Is that what you mean? Or
basically, those country quotas were done away with. So it used to be, immigration not only did 30% used to go back pre-1970, the immigrants were more educated, would make more money, more likely to buy homes. They were also much more diverse. I mean, if you consider Ireland, Scotland, England, you know, Germany, Italy, and so on.
Not diverse.
Diverse.
It's
I consider that wildly diverse.
It's white people.
And that's very New Canaan, Connecticut.
As much diversity as I'm really interested in, frankly. And
that's just white people from different places.
Exactly. Post-1970,
you like what you like.
Our immigrants are less diverse. They come mostly from Mexico. More than 30% of legal immigrants come from Mexico. There is no other country that comes close.
Why
to
is
that
it so much Mexico,
okay,
now?
Wait, that's what I want to know. So are you the most of these problems, is it like that it's specifically Mexican immigrants?
Latin American, okay, and Arab.
And do you mean
Asian?
What do you call it? Do you mean all immigrants, or like legal and illegal, or do you just
both
mean illegal?
Legal and illegal? The legal system has been changed. I mean, look, the Boston Marathon bombers, they were, right, here legally. I'm sorry. Everybody remember 9/11?
Yeah.
They were all here, right, legally. The Hmong engaging in child rape in Minnesota, they're all here legally.
Right.
Whoa.
So, because I remember you talking about it, there's like a conspiracy.
So do they vent these people? How do they find out who's...
Thank you. It's basically...
Is it a system sign? Like, immigration have a system where they try to find who's the criminals before they even get it here?
Excellent idea, which has not occurred to our immigration service.
They don't have that.
Oh, no.
That's disturbing to me.
No, and every once in a while, laws will be written saying that if you commit a crime here as an immigrant, you'll be deported, as should have happened to the guy who just committed the Manchin murder in Washington, D.C.
So you saying, like, every day we live in that Cuban fucking, like, Castro sent all those criminals over here at one time.
Uh-huh.
We live in that trickle system every day.
Yes, we do.
Because they're not checking anybody who comes in like that.
No, in a lot of ways, they're actually seeking out people who are likely to commit lots of crimes and go on welfare.
Who is?
Our welfare bureaucracy. This is why I come out for a 10-year moratorium, because at first I just thought, why not just do the logical thing? We'll pass laws, we'll change it, we'll make it more like pre-1970. And then you see there's just this huge bureaucracy, immigration judges, all these pro-third world immigration groups, the ACLU, MALDAF, La Raza. They used to go, you know, like de Blasio and honeymoon in Cuba, fight with revolutionaries in Peru. Now they live in America, work for immigration groups, and work on bringing in more and more poverty-stricken, welfare-receiving immigrants. Oh, Catholic Charities, all these greedy churches who just want the taxpayer money. And they're bringing in poor people with lots of problems whom we have to support. And look, we have our own poor people. We have our own people we need to support.
But don't you also not want to support them? like, don't you also not want to help the ones that are already here Republican?
We'll get to that later.
Okay, so this is my question.
No, I want to help them. I do think a lot of policies have not been helpful, but that is a different issue. Yes, right. Yes, the money that we spend is supposed to be spent on Americans.
I agree on that.
Okay, so this is, yeah. This,
I said we close our borders and just fix our fucking highways and trains.
Wait, listen. I know, but
it's embarrassing.
I know a lot of, because just from living in New York, and you know a lot of illegal immigrants, don't you? I know a lot of immigrants in general, illegal and otherwise.
I'm not sure that you're here legally,
Kurt. Right. A lot of people are not.
With that dumb brow? I don't know where you're from.
I will have my revenge on Liam Neeson for killing my six generations of my family.
Good luck.
Okay? So what if I took your daughter? So what?
You wanted the Good Luck Brothers from the Liam Neeson
movie. That's right. One of the unshaven brothers. This is what I... Because I know a lot of illegal... So when you're talking about going out, like, where are you talking about? Because honestly, God, like, every single one that I knew that was illegal. Remember Gil from The Cellar that was married to Katie got deported back to Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
All the ones that I know have, like, two or three jobs. None of them are anti-American, especially when they're Pakistani.
But they get caught up in the whole swoop. They get caught up in the swoop of it. When they come through, taking all the... when they find illegals, they don't try to say, hey, which one works the most? Or which one... They just say, illegal, you're gone.
What I'm saying is, just in my life, I mean, and I don't know where you got...
No, a lot of them are very hard workers. That's true.
So should I say fuck them because of... The ones that are criminals? Is that what you're talking about? I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, is that
what
you mean?
Couple of things. One is, who are the ones we see? They are the ones who are hardworking. You don't see the ones who aren't hardworking. But right. It is true that 71% of illegal immigrants are accepting government benefits.
But so doesn't have more to do with the jobs don't pay? Like, you shouldn't work full time and then need welfare, which is a lot of people need that.
Right, but
because these companies don't pay.
But if you hear illegally already, here's my problem with that. If you hear illegally already... It's no system here to support you if your illegal job don't pay enough.
Yeah, and who's getting these benefits illegally? Like, I thought you can't get that shit.
Oh, you can get it.
That's not true.
Can you get?
Food stamps.
Driver's license.
You can get food stamps.
Obviously, health care. You go to a hospital.
You're talking about going to
an
emergency room and they won't kick you out.
And their premature babies are costing a lot of money. Moreover, you have, I don't know if you want to, but you have the whole anchor baby scam, which, you know, it's Red Rover with the Border Patrol. You run across the border, drop a baby. Ha ha, you didn't catch me. You can't send me back now. And incidentally, that is not part of the 14th Amendment. Again, I return to the black experience in America. Why do we have a 14th Amendment? Let's see. Oh, yeah, it was passed right after the Civil War. That was for black people. It is not so La Raza can drag, you know, illegal aliens over, drop a baby and become a citizen. That is a lot of the welfare use, the illegal alien themselves is illegal, but you don't want to separate families. They have an American citizen child. That was not invented by Justice Brennan, inserted into a Supreme Court opinion in 1982. That is not part of our Constitution. Congress could pass a law tomorrow and stop it, and they should.
All right, listen, I got a text from Nick, because I have them send me notes, because these people all have illegal, these are the low... My friends here are the low end of the economic spectrum, so they are a little closer to it. But Nick just told me that he used to sell, he used to sell phones to illegals, and they would get fake Social Security cards just so they could pay taxes? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
All right, so explain that. Come here and explain it real quick.
Give him a mic.
I'm so glad this came up.
Yes.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Thanks, you know for, right. Thanks for
now
dressing up.
Now, don't judge
Nick.
That mustache. He's never touched
it's a
kid.
It's a podcast. You don't have to dress up for a podcast.
Ain't upstate police looking for you and another dude who broke out of prison?
No.
You look like a heating and air conditioning guy named Oli.
Yeah. So these illegals I'm friends with.
Yeah. Explain this, yeah.
Well, no, I used to sell, I worked at one of those like authorized retailer phone places, and they would come in, and a lot of them, you know, you would need like documentation so that you could get the phone, but Sprint had this thing where they would, you know, I mean, they were trying to make money off, I mean, I guess anybody, but illegals. And a lot of them, they would only have the social, and they would get it so that they could pay taxes. I mean, that's what the coworkers I had would, you know, tell me. I mean, they could be...
Well,
why,
no, they got it. This is actually a big issue. They got it so that they could do things like get phones and present it so they can get a job. No one, look, 47% of Americans aren't paying taxes. They're not paying taxes.
You mean income
at that
tax.
Income? Yes, the only tax
but still,
that matters.
You're still paying tax out of your check.
No, not necessarily. Not if you're working a construction job. You're just getting paid. You're talking about like salary jobs. No, you aren't.
Well, if
and
where he
by
works,
the way, what's happening
works.
Right now is. All these illegal aliens that Obama has given the executive amnesty to, at the income they're making, paying taxes means getting money back. You're earned income tax credit. So to the extent the IRS even knows who they are, they're getting checks from the taxpayers. They're not paying taxes, except the big sales tax.
Yeah, why isn't there more of a sales tax?
8%? Don't ever
okay,
bring that up.
You, actually, this brings me to another question, because I never, every time I see an immigration thing brought up, and I don't live in a southwestern state, so immigration is never my hot button.
But
like, no, that doesn't get my blood up, immigration.
But
like
it's
that.
Not even
you
in
live?
Your neighborhood. You live in New York City.
Well, see,
there's more immigrants
okay,
here than anywhere
but,
in the
okay,
country.
That's what I'm talking
illegals,
about.
Illegals.
That's
illegals.
Okay, listen.
Wait, where are you claiming you live?
I live in Washington Heights.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not claiming. I live there.
No, but you said I live in the Southwest.
No, I don't live in the Southwest.
Oh,
no.
Right.
You know, the Mexican thing, the only Mexican immigrants I've ever seen all had a bunch of jobs. Now, I have seen, however, like it's Dominican where I live, there's the whole building's on welfare.
Yes.
And a lot of, but most of them aren't really, and they're bringing all their cousins on a boat here,
yes.
Right? But it's the ones that were already here which are living off the welfare doing that.
No, some illegals, too.
I haven't seen Mexicans doing that at all. But
there are very few Mexicans in New York State.
Right,
50% of all Mexican immigrants, illegal or otherwise, 50% live in either Texas or California. So we don't have many. Yet and still, in the New York State prison system, which is about as close as I could get to the foreign-born criminal rate, because the government refuses to reveal that. But New York State prisons kept pretty good lists. Even though there are not many Mexicans in New York State, there are more Mexicans in prison in New York State than there are immigrants from the entire continent of Europe.
Right.
The number one of the foreign-born, you can look at all of the top nationalities of the foreign-born for New York State, all 10 of them Latin America or Caribbean. Number one Dominicans, way more than 1,000 compared to one from Denmark. You know, one from Canada. I think it was like 40 from Germany. And most of the ones, the European inmates, are Muslim, of course.
So I should just, so the ones that aren't
I still
bad,
count them as white, though.
I mean, still, I still guess white. I don't, like, because those exist, the ones that are doing right should be fucked. I guess, is
that's
that what you're
so
telling
great.
Me?
That's so great. I've never heard that before.
What?
No, what I love, you're not counting the Jews as white. He's not counting. He is counting the Muslims as white.
If they're European.
No, what I'm trying to say is, he distracted me with that. What I'm trying to say is, no one who doesn't have a right to be here should commit a single crime in America. No one who does not have a right to be here should not be invited to by our government to live here and accept government benefits.
Uh-huh.
The immigrants we bring in should be better than us, not worse than us. For the people who live here, including immigrants who have immigrated here, they're here.
Right.
Good, let's make America a great country. This is a government policy. Government policies are supposed to be good for the people living here, not good for the people of Pakistan.
Right. Okay, so hold on. That brings me to, because that was the quote that I wanted to ask you about, when you said no blindies and no fatties.
Exactly.
No wheelchair people, blindies or fatties. You mean that dead serious, or is that like a tongue-in-cheek thing?
I
want a belt buckle that says that.
Maybe a t-shirt. We could get them made
the
up.
The very words from the temple, the original temple.
I think I would like it on a needlepoint pillow. No, man. I threw in the overweight one after that big illegal alien tried to stage that little performance art piece of demanding that I hug her. So
oh,
I was
right.
asked about
I forgot
it.
About
so
it.
So I said, and by the way.
Oh, yeah. I hug you and you detonate. I know how it works. okay, so then I went,
but yes, you know. Of course. No, I mean, the idea that we have swearing-in ceremonies with wheelchair sections. It's one thing if this is an immigrant we're dying to get and he has an elderly parent, so we're letting that parent in. No, we are bringing in people with all these problems, with expensive medical problems to treat. We have our own poor people. We're supposed to be taking care of Americans first.
Okay, this
that's
the
way
thing.
I agree.
But wait, I want to ask this too.
Well, I got to get a word in edgewise.
I know, but this is just, right. It's a back-to-back thing.
I just want him to know it's a list who's white.
Because the right
you're
after
not
that
that
quote.
List,
listen, right after that quote about no fatties, you said we are turning away astrophysicists.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
To let, like, is that a specific thing? Who's the astrophysicist we turned away?
No, you just try. Well, actually, you guys probably know the same as I do. There's so many Canadians in comedy. Ask them how easy it was for them to get in. And these are educated people, already speak English, with jobs, trying to come where they will make money, create jobs. What they have to go through to get here, whereas family reunification, you just say, oh, yeah, I'm related to that guy. That's my brother-in-law.
Right.
Hello, and where do I sign up for welfare?
Well, do you think maybe some of them are like fatter in a wheelchair, and that's why you can't let them in?
The Canadians.
I don't know, the astrophysicist.
You saying that Drew Barrymore is to blame for Tom Green?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to know how to put this into everyday language.
Family reunification.
I had not thought of that.
He's my husband. With
no,
one
that
nut.
Is seriously how a lot of Canadians get in. It's through marriage, or they wait 10 years, pay so much money, and meanwhile. All, you know, tribes in Somalia are relocating to Minnesota and then leaving so they can go fight with ISIS.
Yeah, but I thought
at least there's some attrition there.
ISIS wasn't having good headway with them, with the Somalis in Minneapolis. I know what
you're
talking
joking. No, of course. Almost all of the ones who have gone.
Seriously, you're telling me, because I heard exactly the opposite. You're telling me that they're having great success with the Somalis?
No. You seem to be looking at it from a different perspective.
Go ahead.
Of all Somalis in Minnesota, are the majority of them going to fight? No, but of the Americans who have left America to fight with ISIS,
they were Somalis.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
And the New York Times headline was American.
Maybe they thought there was one to Captain Phillips too. Maybe they thought that.
Well, you know what I mean. The immigration thing. How is this different? I mean, it seems like an argument that's been forever. Like. Going
we haven't
like,
had this argument.
Well, like Bill the Butcher. I mean, this sounds like, you know, Gangs of New York beginning, you know, keep your dirty
you mean the
Irish
earlier immigrants.
Like your filthy Irish popery is going to Catholic up our town.
Well,
like,
for one thing, please God, I wish the Irish were our biggest problem.
They are.
No,
the
we're no, when you're having 9/11 and Boston Marathon and child rapes and clitorectomies and honor killings,
right.
No, you cannot compare that to Irish, who, by the way, were more criminal. Italian immigrants brought organized crime. America had never seen that before. So for one thing, we're talking about a whole order of border business different.
Right.
But point two, because of that, immigration was stopped. It was basically completely shut down from 1924 to 1965. That gave us, and that was the most prosperous time in American history. Boy, you want to talk about income inequality. Look at it since
immigration started. I think we need to do that now. That's what I honestly think. We need to close everything. Fucking fix our roads, fix our schools.
Assimilate the ones already here.
Fix our trains.
You would have the minimum wage rise naturally if you weren't dumping low-wage immigrants on the country.
Right.
I noticed that, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world don't want to bring in people to compete for his job. They want somebody to compete for his landscaper's
job.
Well,
that's my question. That's because I never hear it kind of get dealt with in these immigration arguments. Maybe once I heard someone bring it up. Why is it so impossible to just go to a company, say, I want to see everybody's fucking papers right now, and then if they're hiring illegals, they're run out of business or fucked
somehow.
Oh, that's
a great question.
In
how
Texas,
come
they're doing
do
it
that?
More. And like near the border, they do it more, I believe.
I've only heard, heard one time. I saw one show one time.
Maybe Arizona.
They did it in a town in Arizona, and then the whole town said, could you please stop doing this?
Yeah, well, it's not the town, labor. The businesses do.
It's the businesses.
It's the corporate donors to the Republican Party.
Right.
I mean, Democrats want it for the votes. Republicans want it for their short-term political interests. And yes, it's I mean, I found cases. I didn't go into detail on this in the book because I wanted to keep it short and sweet and really concentrate on the grotesque sexual crimes. So the book really reads a lot like Forensic Files. Don't think there are a lot of graphs in here. But when there have been raids on companies, it's the business owners. It's
cheap labor.
Who want the cheap labor, and they're the ones who give the donations, and these corporatist Republicans think, fine, okay.
It's, you know what, it's us
too,
though.
We'll do it for business.
It's us too as civilians, because when you go to Walmart with your pickup truck and you need somebody to work on your yard, nobody says, hey, who has ID and prove the American? You just say you, and you in the truck.
Well,
and you take them and you give them $5 an hour or whatever, and then you bring them back and it's done.
They're actually not that cheap. Part of the reason they're plentiful is... For one thing, there's there's a tipping point where one of my friends had a very nice restaurant in Aspen, very popular, especially
white
with snow bunnies.
One of your white friends.
And he kept complaining to me, oh, white kids, they won't work, and they show up with their skateboards or whatever. And I said, but you're telling me you can't find a white kid who is a ski bum to work in the hottest restaurant in Aspen during ski season? No, right. Give me a break. But no white guy is going to go work in the kitchen if he's going to be the only gringo and they're all speaking Spanish back there. There comes a tipping point where certain industries are taken over. And by the way, my gardeners
he wants to get paid better. I mean, I would
maybe
work with,
maybe not.
I've
they
done
take...
that where I worked. I'm the only gringo, but I don't want to be paid like I'm not from this country. You know what I mean?
Like you're not a gringo.
I don't think white people. I don't think Americans are lazy. We work harder than everybody. It's we want to get paid. And,
yes.
And there's this unfortunate thing where, especially when you like minimum wage and that kind of shit, where it's, and this is a Republican thing. It's out of one side of their mouth. They go, the dignity of hard work and hop it up,
right.
And you're like, okay, well, could you, if I work 40 hours, could I live off that, please? And they go, well, that's a teenager's job.
Right.
That was a kid's job.
All right.
So listen, I got a text here. Karen, I didn't understand your text. I might have to have you just ask this. Okay.
Is it jarbled?
Now she's the one whose mom is a dirty foreigner.
Get on the mic.
Oh, I want her running our immigration policy.
Yeah, the Israelis.
Okay, so, she would not do a good job.
So I don't. You know, really, I should just.
I
didn't
understand what you texted.
You guys can hang out.
You have a mic.
Yeah,
all right.
I got a mic.
So you guys just text me when you have it.
Yeah, leave your mic there.
Go ahead.
You know, it sounds like an earthquake when you move your mic.
It is.
So my thing was that, all that makes sense, but the stuff that I read about that you said immigrants are getting. Seems like not stuff that we get. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I pay a lot for health insurance that's still really shitty, and I still have a hard time going to the doctor, you know, but I pay for it.
Right.
Under my Social Security and everything.
Right.
And, like, I'm going to pay for college forever, even though I've been out for years. Like, what... If I can't get those things, how are immigrants getting them that aren't supposed to be here?
For one thing, there are a lot of groups working overtime to sign them up for these things. I mean, California, an actual illegal alien anchor baby, i.e. his mother was an illegal alien. He was born, congratulations, you beat the Border Patrol. You're an American citizen. He's now a legislator in California. He just introduced a bill. I assume it'll pass. It's California. California taxpayers are going to be billed, what was it? It's got to be $1 billion to pay for illegal aliens' health care. Just look up California legislature.
Specific to the state, or is that
to California? Yes, California has a big problem. And then again, it's like through word of mouth. Yeah. And Americans, there are a lot of cultural differences between our country and other countries, and one of them is corrupt governments. We have an amazing, people talk about, the NFL, it's so corrupt.
FIFA, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah, you have ridiculous. No idea what's coming. Right. I mean, forget Latin America, France and Germany aren't as honest as this country. So, most Americans aren't used to thinking, how do I game this system? I talk about an honor killing in St. Louis. It was like an Ecuadorian woman and a Palestinian man killed their daughter. Oh, because she was dating a black boy.
Yeah. Wait, what?
And called her a whore.
Is the black boy
but
all right?
Anyway, the
that's their daughter,
thing,
but don't touch the brother.
The exciting thing about the case was the FBI was following the husband because they thought he was a terrorist. So the entire murder was caught on tape.
What?
Right.
On on tape. And what, now, this is an answer to your question. I wasn't going on a tangent. One of the hilarious things about the tape that the New York Times would never report, but they're reporting just what they're talking about on the tape, is the Palestinian guy keeps talking about how much he loves America because there's so many welfare systems to game. And he goes through all the foods. I mean, I have two pages. It's one paragraph of, I just ran the words like fraud, Medicare, food stamps, and just, you know, see what I came. And first my computer exploded. So then I had to limit it to 1 month, and I ran just the names that came up. There is not a name you would recognize or be able to pronounce. You ought to hear me doing this on my audiobook. Wow. We had to stop like every syllable for me on that one. So for one thing, it's much more of a way of life. How do we game the system, and who do we bribe to get something, which we're already seeing a lot more of. That would never even occur to you.
Well, here's my other question, though. It's like, there's a lot. Oh, am I not on? My bad. Okay. So there's a lot of weird corporate stuff going on, too. Like, I watched a thing. It said that Domino Sugar has some kind of government sanction to bring people here who are not eligible for citizenship so that they don't have to pay
minimum
wage. Enraging.
Here in the country.
That's
and
disgusting.
That certain companies, after they got bailouts, after the big recession, ended up then exporting jobs overseas.
Yeah. Yes.
So doesn't that hurt us more than all of these people who come here who could be deported?
I think it's all part of the same thing.
Yep.
I totally, totally agree. They are desperate to bring back slave labor.
Mm-hmm. It's the same people really running different hustles. Yes. I swear to God, it is.
But that's why I don't. Whenever they tell me they can't raise minimum wage, that's every single time it's been raised. That argument is it's going to destroy us if we have to raise.
Yes.
When they invented minimum wage, well, like, you can't have a minimum wage; it'll destroy us.
But
Teddy
I
Roosevelt
must tell you,
it.
I think we should raise the minimum wage the way Australia and New Zealand did, which is by reducing low-skilled immigration. And their minimum wage just, it naturally rises through the law of supply and demand. But the employers want to keep dumping low-wage workers on the country. Again, they don't want to dump people on the country who might take their jobs.
I mean, so then...
Like, even
the
immigrants
be,
don't want more immigrants.
But wouldn't the answer...
Yes, exactly.
Like, I just got my job this week.
But
exactly
I don't need to lose
right.
it next week.
So exactly
isn't
right.
isn't the answer to then go after those companies, is what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
So who will do
that? Well, more than that. That's one of the answers. But
obviously, you got to deport somebody who's a criminal. But
no, and also
they not
we have
come
to change
here
the,
if they weren't getting hired?
And we have to change the legal system. Again, it's not just illegal. I mean, we are dumping immigrants on the country legally who are taking these low-wage jobs. That's got to stop. And as for the companies hiring the illegal aliens, yeah, I think they should be gone after. And try to get, I mean, there's no presidential candidate other than Mitt Romney who wants to.
Go after the, companies, really?
None. Marco Rubio, no. Jeb Bush, act of love. Right. No.
Well, see, I don't think that all of immigration is the Mariel boat lift? Is that what the Cuban?
Yeah.
Is that the thing from Scarface when Carter?
Yep.
Open arms
policy. That was
policy
great.
And everybody
great.
Had to be armed in
and
Florida.
And then the crime rate in Miami fucking went up 300%.
But I mean, I just have known enough immigrants, illegal and otherwise, and not one of them was here to game the system.
No, look, no one is going to out-immigrant me. Have you ever been to a Sikh wedding? I have. I have dated,
you know,
had dinner with, made dinner for, invited to my family. So many immigrants from Bosnia, Germany, France, South Africa, again from Germany, India.
Right.
I've been to a Sikh wedding. You haven't been to a Sikh wedding. You are not going to out-immigrant me.
My cousin, well, it wasn't a Sikh. It was a Hindu thing.
Honduran.
Kurt stays away from immigrants. He's trying to act like he's all pro-immigrant.
No one's out-immigranting
me. Yeah,
he
don't even make
How would I stay away from immigrants in New York? How would that work?
Because you don't eyeball them when they deliver your food to your door.
Yeah, I do. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Look, you didn't even eyeball me when you answered me.
The point is, this we're talking about
like
a government policy.
Immigrant, another immigrant.
Oh, never mind.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ann. That's right. Go ahead, Ann. Finish up.
No, you can't. We're talking about a government policy, not anecdotes. So stop talking about your immigrant friends who are hard workers.
Yeah, I know a lot of
I'm just saying I've never met the person trying to game the system. Like, I in life, I've never met that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm reading the numbers on, but... The one guy we know that got deported, they broke his family right up. They didn't do a unification. Katie said to stay
That's
here.
That's what it is.
A lot of
good people get caught. A lot of good, hardworking people.
Yeah, they weren't faking it. I mean, they were
caught up
thing.
In the mix because there's so many people coming here illegally doing illegal things.
There are so many
Breaking
people
laws.
Coming legally here
How
doing
do you explain
illegal
MS-13,
things?
The Mexican fucking gangs that's
But they just raped
clogging up the New York jail system.
Okay, listen, that's true, but it's not like if it weren't for the illegal immigrants, you wouldn't have murders and rape.
I think it would be.
It's not like, you know.
But there'll be good old American murders and rapes.
No, I think it would be significantly reduced. And it's hard to tell because, by the way, this wasn't the book I was going to write. Immigration was only going to be one chapter. And then when I went to look up the facts,
right,
which I just wanted to know how many foreign-born are in prisons. And I'm a fanatical researcher. I used to be a lawyer, and that's what I do. And the facts weren't there. I'm looking at census reports. I'm looking at DOJ reports. I'm looking to see, has the New York Times written anything, and Nexus, anything. No, they specifically hide the foreign-born population. So you have to look at ancillary facts, like luckily New York State kept a record of those things. You can look at the most wanted list, 100% Hispanic names. You can look at how the media hides this thing. But one of the things I looked at from the beginning, they started counting people in prison. I think it's around, 1920, right up to, 1970, 75. 0.1% of the population was in prison, which would mean we ought to have in prison today. I mean, every year, this is through the Prohibition, through the Great Depression, through good times, through bad times, 0.1% of the population. So today there ought to be 300,000 people in prison. Instead, there are 2 million. And that happens. It happens to have shot up right when we start admitting a very different kind of immigrant whom we know are more likely not to have a high school education, are more likely to live in poverty, are more likely to be collecting welfare, and I strongly suspect are a lot more likely to be committing some really heinous crimes.
So are you now, because you're against, like, are you against legalizing weed? I can't remember. I was looking up shit
about
you. Not
if she hangs around me.
You and Piers Morgan.
There we go.
It was you and Piers Morgan you're talking about don't legal, like, especially Mexico and shit. I mean, a lot of these people, it's like fleeing some cartel thing or cartel related if they're criminals.
Well, they're not really fleeing. That's how the cartel has operations on both sides of the country.
But those kids that were here, that came here, remember, and they were all running up from...
But I'm telling you, this is how the cartels put, they can cover the entire distribution chain.
Right.
In the United States, heroin use has shot through the roof since it has become easier. Now it all comes from Mexico, and you have the anchor babies, and it's all Mexicans, part of the same cartel family, and they're American citizens running the whole drug problem.
Why wouldn't we just drop the drug war, which seems like it would solve a lot of problems. Like a lot of problems, especially the having to jail so many people, and people come
like
to
on weed? You mean just on weed, not on heroin?
I'm for fucking all of them, but okay, just weed. Just weed would probably cut down a lot of violence, but I'm for Portugal, whatever. Like I don't think, I don't understand how people are like for that, which has created so much. That drug war directly created a lot of
I think we've
this
gotten
shit.
Off yeah. my issue into your issue.
Yeah, but I think it affects your issue. All these people come in here, especially the criminal element of that, a lot of that is from drug-related shit.
No. No, that isn't going to change immigration. No, if it affects it anyway, it makes it worse that we're bringing in people from very peasant cultures who will be very susceptible to drug problems and will get no work out of them. They'll have 100% on welfare.
Yeah, and why do you think people on drugs won't do a job? I remember you saying that on Piers Morgan, like, these potheads can't do any... Like, I mean, you must know potheads who get jobs done.
Well, yes, I do know names will be mentioned.
I threw Bush under the bus.
You know Bill Maher.
I know lots of, again, you're very big on the anecdotal example. But young people, I think young people who smoke pot, it kills ambition. I think there's no question about
it. I don't think that it does.
Yeah, he
starts. And some people it does. And some people, you can't say that smoking pot in
some people is not the same as it kills ambition, which is what Andrew said.
I think it kills ambition and enough people if they start in teenagers. If you start at 12 years old smoking pot,
Then it's not the pot. Maybe they just were like that before they got to the pot.
No, well, I don't think you're just like anything at 12 years old. Yeah. You can be something else.
Listen, what you're calling anecdotal evidence, I call extensive field research done on my part into all these drugs. And I'm telling you, people against it have either never smoked it or it's like, I don't think you know what you're talking about unless you've done the drugs, number one, hands down.
Not all the drugs, though. You don't have to do all the drugs to know what they do to people.
Like, and by the way, there's
that's
Karen
not
just
a very good on rule.
No.
Hold on, Karen, because I got
that rule's
two
not
questions.
That's crazy.
He's on drugs
hold on,
now.
Karen,
he is. See, he's proof of my point.
Karen,
you're not thinking clearly.
Karen, so say your thing, and then I want to ask Caitlin's thing. Go ahead. about the what you just texted me.
Oh, okay, okay.
She said, get paper towels.
What?
We need paper
no, I'm on. I'm totally on. Yeah, anyway, but look, it doesn't kill ambition for everybody smoking weed. Maybe
is
like,
this whole conversation going into drugs now?
Well, but here's the thing. Isn't
Because I'll
that
trade
seems,
with you.
But that seems kind of anecdotal too, right? Like, it does kill ambition there, for some people.
I would say if you're 16 or 15 or 14, don't smoke pot yet.
Fine, but that's what we had.
Get
that's
your brain
why,
developed.
Like, you got to be 21 to drink, and you got to be now 21 New York State to buy cigarettes. We could easily do that with, like, for
weed.
Example, marijuana.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. But they are. Already, you don't have to be a super criminal now to smoke pot. Even as a kid, they get more pot.
I think people are really living up to stereotypes that this conversation goes into drugs, and I can't get it off of that.
Because it affects immigration a lot. All right, Caitlin, now say your thing.
Yeah,
your
I mean, I guess my big point is that, like, drugs cost money.
Oh,
and
not
so,
another
like,
drug question.
No, not that.
The thing you texted me before.
Which one?
The disease thing you were trying to text.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to go back to one of the bigger questions, and I'm sure that you've addressed this argument 1,000 times because it's sort of like it's almost it's quaint, but like I don't feel comfortable living in a country where there's going to be a population of people who are susceptible to and don't have access to healthcare for like infectious diseases. And at some point you're talking about like a public health issue where you're like impacting the health of the country. And it really doesn't have anything to do with whether or not this individual person like deserves access to healthcare. It's like, yeah, I don't want to get bird flu on the subway. So,
right.
Yeah. So like,
no,
how do you
I'm not
deal with that?
Suggesting that either immigrants or illegal immigrants not be able to have health care. I'm suggesting we don't bring in immigrants who are bringing in Ebola, leprosy. Now we have this week this drug-resistant tuberculosis.
Oh, yeah,
don't bring them in. And you're seeing, I mean, I notice this because I travel a lot. I guess you guys do too. But you know, you get a lot of colds when you travel. It's not just being on the plane. Just, I finally came across this article in the New York Times. They're just like background viruses in the air. So if you live in New York your whole life, you probably won't get sick that much. But if you move from New York just to, you know, Washington, D.C., you're not used to the background viruses there. We are dumping in people from the Mayan jungle. They've never been vaccinated. They're bringing in all kinds of viruses. And how about we don't bring them in? My point isn't, bring them all in,
Who
but make the sure
Mayan
they get free health care.
People?
They're the ones with the drunk driving.
Is your advice?
Are they fleeing predator?
A lot of trouble with driving.
Should I not fuck them? Is that what you're saying? Don't fuck them.
don't
fuck
them
cough
on you.
And I mean, I think one more example to that same point. The New York Times recently covered like the nail salon expose. Did you read that?
Oh yeah,
that piece. No. Right. So like you're dealing with an immigrant, mostly immigrant population, and one of the I think the stories that they told is that they would have inspectors that come through the salons, and then there'd be I don't know like a secret signal, or they just talk in whatever the language they speak, and then people that didn't have papers would just walk out the back door, and then 30 minutes later would come back. So it's sort of like this, you know, there's this unregulatable thing, but the chemicals that these women are exposed to and they're here specifically make them more susceptible to like prenatal issues. Like they're giving birth to like low weight babies and stuff. So it's a weird combination that because they're an immigration population that they don't have any protections, they're extra susceptible where they can't access like the labor laws that we already have in place to sort of prevent these. And then the taxpayer is ending up with the burden of that because we have all of these low birth babies. When I see that issue, I see a labor issue and you see an immigration issue.
Yeah.
I think it's both.
No, I think if they weren't here, they wouldn't need to hide from the INS. We aren't. It's a country. It's not a battered woman's shelter where we have to go find. We have to find the poor of the world, and we're going to take them in and take care of them. If you have no right to be here, I'd like you think, I'm going to end up paying for that.
Anna's going to be up on the Statue of Liberty erasing it later. His book, like, total masses, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that needs to be remixed.
And no fatties.
Yes, no fatties.
So,
because we're paying for them too.
Yeah,
when you
are.
Talk about the, you know, like adios America, is a part of that too, like in the Pat Buchanan sense. Remember he wrote that thing about like, I for one will miss our Anglo-Saxon roots that we had. Like, is that part of it? For you, in a cultural way, or
culture.
I'm sure you don't mean racial, but
right,
is it like I don't want to
cultures, and this is a. I don't want to be Europe. I don't want to be Japan. I don't want to be another country. I want to be America. America is a very unique. It's
isn't
utterly
that based
unique
on watering
and
down
free?
The culture, though? America?
No. No, it's about the culture, staying, keeping their own fucking identity, but like, still coming together.
Dude, the whole
yeah.
shit kicker,
and being one.
You go to Montana or whatever, the whole shit kicker part of the U.S., like, they could do with a little bit of diluting with some Mexicans, their entire culture. It could do with some of that.
They'll
I just
that
went to
they...
South Dakota and met two separate people unrelated building doomsday bunkers in South Dakota, which yeah. is a bunker already.
Right.
And not for Red Dawn reasons, which I asked the guy, okay? It was because when Jesus comes back, he needs to have his bunker. Like, and he's dead serious saying this.
Okay,
to me.
You know, I know a lot of, if we're playing anecdotes, I know lots of people in Montana and none of them are building these. So if you're going to say you don't know any immigrants
how many of
on,
them? How many of them think Obama's a Muslim for real? Not just when, you
that
know.
That was Hillary started that. And by the way, you people are getting off the topic of my book.
Hillary started that?
Yes, she did. Yes,
oh,
she did.
Shots fired. When did she say
yes,
it?
Yes, she did. I have it in... Thinking.
When they were running?
No, hang on. I have it in Demonic.
And Demonic, when she talked about it.
Yes, she started it when she was running against Obama in the primary. It was mostly my newspaper, Human Events, American Spectator, National Review. You never saw it being talked about on Fox News. That was something that was pushed every night on MSNBC, and they would find some loon walking around someplace. No, it was right-wingers who shot that down. And Hillary started it. She definitely started it.
This was when they were going up against each other for the Democratic.
Well,
I must say, this is a very brave topic of you, considering how many of them work in the food industry. Like, do you ever think about how much jizz you might end up eating because an illegal happen to see Read Adios America?
For one thing...
She's been at a Mexican restaurant in 7 years.
You've covered every restaurant, by the way. With you.
I'm sure.
They totally love me, and I do point out in the book that diversity sucks except for the food. Love Mexican food.
Yes. You just don't want it
don't
in the school.
Need...
But does diversity really suck? I don't think it... Because I like how New York is. I really do. Some people hate New York. They were like,
good.
You know,
I love when people hate New York. Get the fuck out of here.
But I actually like all of that, especially... When I go to like Madison,
New York
Wisconsin.
Is not very diverse. New York is incredibly undiverse. It's incredibly segregated.
It's segregated like a
and it is getting more segregated, as is San Francisco is the most segregated town in the, I mean, all you liberals think, oh, France, it's a Paris. I love Paris. Paris is the whitest city in the world. I notice all the places that you think
I've
are diverse, it's because you can get Chinese food amid a sea of white people.
No, I wouldn't. That's
New York
exactly.
is not diverse.
I think maybe your New York is not, but I know a million and one countries I never heard of before because that's in my life who I got to hang out with and deal with. If I'm doing comedy at the Cellar, it's not, it is diverse. I'm talking to a lot of different people.
It's diverse
from all
where
over.
People hang, it's not diverse where people live.
Okay, fine, but you just are not, it's not like Philly. Like Philly was very segregated when I was there, okay? Where you walk to the next block and the entire block changed.
Oh, that's New York. That's New York.
Here
that's Brooklyn.
I see a gradual shift. I lived every borough. I moved all the fuck all over New York. It's not like that here, man. People kind of really are mixed here. In Philly, it's a lot more split up.
I think you see in a city in transition. I think you mix in transition.
Since
with
I've been
mix.
Here, it's been like that. Because I started in all black rooms doing comedy, okay? Black rooms in New York were not at all like doing it in Philly. In
no,
Philly,
it's a whole different thing.
Because black people here are used to hanging out with you if you're white. In Philly, it's not like that. They're like, what are you even doing in this room?
Right.
That's a big fucking difference.
I
now,
give you that. Socially,
the Chinese food,
socially, it was more separated in Philly.
Look,
I give you that.
Yeah, the Chinese... Well, I'm talking socially. The Chinese food thing you're talking about, that is Madison, Wisconsin to a T. I got fired out there for being too offensive at this fucking comedy on state. It's all white, okay? But they're all, that's where politically correct the term
right.
was invented.
Right.
Not
right.
as an insult.
Yeah,
as
yeah,
a compliment.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
how shitty that place is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? They're all white. Some fucking, half of these jerk-offs are these shit. Beta males in bad sweaters.
Yes.
They have no, they only have passive aggression. They don't
yes.
know how to do
no,
East
aggression,
Coast aggression.
No.
They fucking
it's disturbing. It really is.
Because they're
it's spreading this way though.
But because yeah, because they moved to Brooklyn.
Because they moved to Williamsburg. Yeah. It's the same kind of fucking
okay, but they were, what you're talking about, exactly what you're talking about is what these people were. It was somebody had the nerve to go, yeah, this is like San Francisco here. I'm like, why? Because you sucked one Chinese dick in college? You think that now it's San Francisco? This is a white fucking fatso nightmare, and you have the nerve to condescend in this shithole. I couldn't even fucking believe them. And then what happens, because they don't
it's
have
delusion.
Any minorities to worship.
It's delusion.
They didn't have any minorities to worship because it's all white. They worship these dingbat women that live there. I have never seen so many beautiful blonde women who have never been told to shut the fuck up once in their life. By the way, that was my opener. That's why I probably
look in your relationship.
As a shot first of all, to imply that Karen has not been told to shut the fuck up, someone who's dating me, I'm just hurt.
I mean physically.
By the way, look at their outfit. It looks like past Ann Coulter came to warn future Ann Coulter. Like, you worry about that, though, the Pat Buchanan thing of, like, you know, nice white country we used to have.
No, because it wasn't a white country. Like I say, yeah. It was always, and there were points where the blacks were 20% of the country and whites were 80%. It wasn't an all-white country. It was a biracial country, point one. Point two, for the excitement and diversity, we had the Puerto Ricans. We got the Krauts, the mix, the Italians.
America
had
ain't
a
never
mix.
Been an all-white country since its beginning.
And but
well, there was more Indians.
So we had
I agree with
interesting,
you.
Yeah. An interesting diversity, but I don't think it's really adding anything to have diversity in terms of child rape and honor killings and more welfare use. When it's just bankrupting the country, it's hurting the people at the bottom. It's hurting the immigrants who came last year and the year before that. It's only helping corporate America and elected Democrats.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. I just
it's all corporate America.
I wouldn't fucking go, the immigrants that I know that I want to stay here, I don't want them penalized because of a criminal. Like when you said it's a conspiracy that they don't mention the person's an immigrant who, I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think they're trying to not have a anti-immigrant sentiment whipped up.
I think that's the idea behind that.
Well,
that's even freakier because why am I constantly hearing about gang rapes being committed by the Duke lacrosse team and at UVA? and boy, they'll run those stories down. Exactly. But wow, they don't mind men. And in all this, in the stories I quote in my book, because I have four chapters, Spot the Immigrant, where there's a heinous sexual crime, and I'll have like the New York Times article and go through it line by line. And there's a suggestion throughout all these articles. You think it's the Duke lacrosse team. You totally do. It sounds like it's going to be a farmer. And then, of course, it'll be the Hmong. It'll be the Mexicans. But they will always wander off.
Those are the ones from that Clint Eastwood Louse. Movie. Is that who they
yes,
were?
Yes, it is.
The
and then toward the end, the author will wander off into a reverie about gang rapes at fraternities she heard about once.
Right. Well, let me.
So it's not like they're trying to protect white men's feelings. Right. No, they're constantly falsely accusing white men. It's like this endless, decades-long performance art piece where the media tries to persuade us that American men, huge gang rapists, huge. Right. But we're not going to tell you about the real gang rapists that are being dumped on the country. And incidentally, I ended up cutting this from my book because it was too long. I wanted to keep it short and Twitter-friendly. But I had a section, and I may try to cut it down and use it for a column, where I found, and there were three instances of it. I noticed it generally. Almost identical crimes committed in similar places geographically, about the same time, one black, one immigrant. Which one does the media report?
The black one.
Yes, they do. Not the immigrant one.
No. You know why?
That's pretty amazing.
Because boy, did he have a big cock.
What if it was?
And you want the world to know that.
What if it was a black immigrant, though? That's a double whammy.
That's a double whammy.
That's it's
our
special.
They'd say he's black, but not an immigrant. If they thought the immigrant thing would come out, they just wouldn't report it.
Now why?
So next time I get arrested, I'm going to be like this. I'm an immigrant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell my
Guadalajara.
Oh, by the way, I was watching Vice last night when they did a thing about campus rape, you know, which is the hot topic, and they had a clip of you talking about it, I'm sure as an example of what's wrong or something. Do you have any idea, why are campuses allowed to handle rapes?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Like, why is it?
Unreal.
This is what they said on the Vice thing, and
I know.
And maybe I got this wrong, because it seems so crazy, but she goes, well, why are you guys handling it? And it's not the police. She goes, because the burden for evidence is a lot higher if you go to a prosecutor.
Oh, yeah.
So then, okay, so you got raped, and because the burden of evidence is high, you'd rather the worst case consequences for the rapist is he gets expelled?
Yes.
Right.
And that's good enough justice?
Right.
Because they don't have to produce the evidence. I worked on cases. My law firm got the Violence Against Women Act declared unconstitutional based on this exact same thing. We were defending black men in the South falsely accused of race by hysterical women on college campuses.
Thank you.
Much like the cases you read about, like Mattress Girl. And what happens is
stunning. I mean, when I read that, I was like, this is
Yes, completely crazy. Okay, but the what happens is 3 months later when they decide they want to claim rape, if they want go to a prosecutor at all, the prosecutor says, I'm sorry, there's nothing here.
Right.
Or in one case, I think the one that we took to the Supreme Court, the grand jury looked at it and said, we're not indicting.
Right.
That's very rare. That's how bad. So, okay, the prosecutor did everything you want him to do. He presented to a grand jury. So then Violence Against Women Act and these campus rape cases, that gives a false rape claimant a second bite at the apple with civil standards and even lower in the case of college campuses.
Wow.
So you can label someone a rapist without having to present the proof. Well, there's a reason we have these standards of proof and requirements for evidence.
Well, you know what's funny? It was like, because I had Gutfeld on, and because we were talking, and this is, God bless him, because he's honest at least, because I'm against the death penalty, not because I think some people shouldn't be killed, just because one person who didn't do it getting executed is too much to me. So I'll let someone live for that. So I asked Gutfeld, I'm like, is that, and he goes, I'm fine with one or two getting executed.
Oh, I totally am.
But that is what they
I'm not fine with one or two getting electrocuted by mistake. I'm going to be the one and the two, motherfucker.
But see, it's easy to say when you're not going to be the egg. But see, the rape thing.
It doesn't happen, but okay with.
It does. How could it not happen? How do you not trust government except when it comes to that? Suddenly they get it together. They're good at what they're doing.
It's not that they're good at what they're doing. There's some perfectly... How about the case I just told you about where the FBI has a tape of the mother and father killing the girl and the jury is listening to
it. Okay, they deserve it, but because...
No. It's
the guy from the Thin Blue Line
it.
Didn't deserve it, so to let him off,
No. So how is that... That's a case where no one can dispute they did it. They're on tape doing it.
And in jail?
And just because we might get one person.
I think, you know, it takes so long to get the death penalty administered. Most people die of natural causes rather than the death penalty. And I think I think they may have both died by now. But not being executed.
They die from natural causes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, the rape thing.
In jail.
What you just said.
What
you just said about the death penalty, that's their philosophy of this rape thing. Like, well, if you innocent men go down, it's fine. It's better to let an innocent man be punished than a guilty man walk free.
Well, except they don't want to go after the guilty ones, because I have a lot of the guilty ones in my book.
But also...
Look, consider Lakreddy Bali Reddy, one of our fine Indian immigrants in San Francisco. He was importing 12-year-old girls he had bought from their parents for sex, bringing them in as high-tech workers, along with the janitors and water boys working at his restaurants. That's how we make so much money. He imports slaves. Slavery is huge in Asia.
Right.
That's where most of it exists. The story was broken not by the San Francisco Chronicle. It was broken by a high school journalism class.
It was not.
Yes, it was. And when he was prosecuted... the prosecutor and the ACLU argued that more than 6 years in prison, one of the girls ended up dying from carbon monoxide poisoning, but he would have sex with these 12. He bought them from their parents.
Right. Fair and square.
So the ACLU argued, no, it can't be more than 6 years. And luckily, black female Republican judge said, no, 6 years is a little low for slavery. Get the numbers up. So they
went
back.
What's the name of the guy?
Thank you.
Bali Reddy Lockie Reddy.
Is it really?
Bali Reddy
and
Lockie
he is still
Reddy?
Living here. He served his time. He is still living here. And by the way, all of his concubines are still here. They're all given asylum.
So he's not. They're not with him anymore, though.
They testified on his behalf, and the prosecutor brought more of them in to testify against him, which they refused to do. And the LA Times just casually says, oh, these are women that don't understand. In America, selling little girls for sex is looked down upon. Yep, they're all our fellow citizens now.
Why should those girls not have asylum, though?
Because, again, not a battered woman's shelter.
Yeah, send them back
to
India.
So we don't...
Sorry, you weren't following that fully. We brought them here.
Right.
Not just the ones he had brought here, in order to, in theory, get witnesses against him.
Say they brought them here just to be witnesses
more,
and kept them here.
And they wouldn't testify against him, but they got asylum anyway.
Wow, that's sloppy.
Because it was all an
immigration scam.
When you say not a battered women's shelter, like, you don't feel there's any moral thing ever to let people in because of...
Not because you had a sad life. We have our own sad people. Uh-huh. We can help countries. We send lots of foreign aid around the country. We send missionaries, or not around the country, around the world. We send missionaries out there. All we're doing is destroying the greatest, freest, most wonderful country women and children, plants and animals have ever. We're only destroying this culture that exists, and we won't be able to send it out.
I guess what it sounds like your premise is they're never going to assimilate.
No, some will, but not at the numbers they're coming in at.
You don't think most of them will?
Not the way they're coming in
first
now.
Generation, hold on. First generation, whatever. Maybe you never learned to speak English right. But the second generation of their kids born here, just by being here,
third generation Mexicans are more likely to have illegitimate children and less likely to graduate from high school.
That's a Catholic thing more than a Mexican thing.
Well, okay, so what? Catholicism is part of their culture.
Keep the
so
Catholics
you've
out
identified
too.
It, but okay, whatever. I don't care if it comes from
Italy.
Their
Who
shortness
cares?
Or their brown eyes.
I'm for having.
I don't care what it comes from.
I want to have candy dishes of birth control in every high school as you walk in. Take a handful of fucking
everywhere.
Birth control.
I say Starbucks.
Like that's my answer. I don't understand why conservatives would then be against like birth things that would save us that money.
It is none of this matters compared to dumping multiple millions of peasants on the country. Start with that, and then we can argue about the policy for those of us who are here.
I don't see what the problem is with us as a nation. Just saying, okay, everybody else, relax for a second.
Yeah.
Let us get our fucking shit together.
Yeah.
Close this for a second. 5 years, 10 years, keep them out.
Hold on. Nick texted me about the sex slave you were saying. He said you should be able to get sexed into America. Like how you went to the Bloods?
Yes.
I want you to send... Wait,
you can get beat in or sexed in.
Can you text him a picture of Bali Ready, Lucky Ready? Because that is the most disgusting thing about it all.
Let me see what he looks like.
Oh, I gotta see what
this is. Did he look like Aziz Ansari? All right, hold on.
Oh, no.
How he looks much more sorrier.
But it's one word, I believe. B-A-L-L...
It's one word?
Well, no. The first name. Bali, B-A-L-L-I, R-E-D-D-Y... And then the next two. Did you find it?
It's like the worst Mary Poppins ever. After why? What is it?
Bali then ready. Next word, Bali Ready Locky, L-A-K-I. Next word, R-E-D-D-Y.
And this dude, he still owns restaurants and whatnot in California.
Yeah. He served his time. He's out. His brother, and a total immigration fraud, bringing these.
He looks like Larry Bud Melman from Letterman.
Let me see. Wow.
I think that's a good picture.
What little girl's got to have sex with that?
Well, her parents sold
Don't say that to Karen. Let's stay on the topic.
Sold her for
how much money you think he bought her for? Like American dollars?
There we go. That's the picture. Can you get a picture of that?
Oh, man. Bali Ready, Locky Ready, man.
12-year-old girl.
He looked locked and ready to bang little girls, boy. He definitely looked locked and ready.
Yeah, that's
Bali
great.
Ready.
That's great.
So,
his penis must be tiny. Like, you got to have a tiny penis.
If we want to not have
peasants
come in,
let's address
basically
that.
We got to pay more at Walmart, right? Is that what it boils down to?
No. What? You can still have Chinese make the goods. Don't worry about things going up, but you'll have more money to spend. I mean, I think you're being tricked by, dangling Walmart items in front of your eyes instead of thinking of the entire economy and your well-being and how much money you're going to make.
I'm always fine with... getting paying a little more, like when they talk about clothes that some slave's making somewhere, like we'd have to raise clothes 17 cents. Remember that sack of shit Papa John? He goes, to implement Obamacare, I'll have to raise pizza 25 cents. Oh, I can't believe it. Like, really, Papa John? Your pizza's $8.99. I think we'll all pay the extra 25 cents.
So our grandmother can live.
Yeah, like, what are you, fucking insane? Who is that breaking the bank for them? Remember they were going to put a tax on soda? A 5 cent tax on Fatso syrup. And they actually ran commercials.
Yes.
I give my kids soda pop and I can't pay an extra hot penny. Like, remember that fucking shit? Like, just paying it. It's like cigarettes. You raise cigarettes. I just bought more cigarettes.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Nobody cries.
These fat fucks will still buy soda if you raise it.
Yeah.
I think it should be legal, but you have to flap your arms 1,000 times a minute like a hummingbird while you drink it. You have to use a straw and go like this. That's the only physically okay way to drink soda.
You sound like Bloomberg.
I think, I'll tell you what I think, that no one should smoke. And we said, fucking Bloomberg.
Ooh, that was good.
That was pretty good.
Even his last, like, his vapor laws are like his last, From Hell's Heart, I Stab at Thee.
He really got annoying. And that last term was just annoying and uncalled for.
I know, and we're going to have Christo put curtains all over the park.
Uncalled for.
Uncalled for.
Remember that stupid art project Bloomberg had here where he hung fucking drapes off the trees?
I love that, though.
And
the
it blocked up traffic.
In Central Park?
Christo blows.
Christo was great.
Is he the guy that wanted to make the glass
great.
World Trade Center? Was that it, Christo?
I walked through the park when he had the gates out there, the orange gates.
Oh, yeah.
Christo gates. It was beautiful. Blowing in the wind, dreaming, contemplating life.
He just hung some. I've seen some bullshit art projects in my time.
It was
Christo.
Great.
All right. And here's the last thing. You said forget asylum. What was the thing? Because your mom is an immigrant, right? And she taught, and you teach ESL.
Is she legal, Cameron? Your mother legal or illegal?
Yeah, of course she's legal.
Mm-hmm. I need to see her paperwork.
Barely legal.
I'm anchoring her here for 30 years.
Anchor baby.
She's legal. She took the test. She did the whole thing.
You're an anchor baby.
I was trying to say your thing about first generation immigrants, but I mangled it.
Well,
so maybe you could say
that
it better.
I guess this is anecdotal, but from my personal experience working with not from here's.
She teaches English to foreigners. She taught English to foreigners.
She teaches a lot of not from here's.
But also in my personal experience and people that I know whose parents are not from here who have like kind of a different growing up experience, because your home life and your public life are really two different things.
Right.
But my mom originally wanted us to go back to Israel. We were here for my dad's dissertation and then we just stayed to her regret because she ended up with American kids, which she hadn't anticipated.
Right, right.
The worst kids.
The worst. And then the people that I work with, who some of them who had kids and went to the public schools here, there was even like a communication barrier between parents and kids.
Right.
It's hard to adapt when you're an adult, but the kids like right away.
Right away.
Yeah. Not just because they're kids, but also like kids want to fit in with each other and there's all this pressure to like be here and like absorb the culture. And those kids, even if they came here at like 6, 7, or 8, they are American kids. It's just distinct. You know, it doesn't even take that long for it. The parents will kind of always have their, be a little bit alien, you know, but kids, once they're here, they're American
some
kids.
Some are, and some immigrant groups do better than others, and probably the ones you're seeing are the ones who have.
We do all right.
Yes, I mentioned that in the book.
The Jews are doing all right.
Very nice.
Yeah, they're the one, to quote Kurt, they're the one non-white group I will still be accepting.
But they're the one.
Hold on.
The Jews are also the ones that in World War II, when they were coming over for asylum, we were like, we're not running a women's shelter. Back to the camps with you.
Yes.
Like, we didn't take them in.
No, Jews have been great.
And you know, even in New York City, most of the Jews who lived here didn't want the Jews from Europe coming here.
Oh,
the
they were the so they were most the against.
Most vocal against not bringing them here.
That's
by the
absolutely
way.
Well, don't
right.
you think we should have brought them?
A lot about cultural assimilation. Like, what? How?
But
do you,
wait, I haven't finished her question yet. If I could just say, but look at the Tsarnaev brothers.
Right.
They were brought up here, so. The ones you taught were good.
Yeah, but look at their uncle. Hold on, their
I
uncle
agree,
who's
like
also...
Look at the guy who shot up UVA.
Their
but
uncle,
there's like a radicalization wild card also that exists for some people more than others.
But why
like,
should we be
Jews
taking that?
Here, maybe
oh,
not
I
so
agree.
Much, you know what I mean?
I agree. That's why it would be nice. And like I say, when I started this book, I thought, just, you know, put me in charge of immigration. I could do it in the morning before breakfast. Send me all the letters. I can look at the pictures. I can get it done. But the reason I say we need a break now, a 10-year moratorium, is when you look at all of these groups, all of these nonprofits and George Soros and the media not telling us the truth, but La Raza, MALDEF, ACLU's Immigration Rights Project, they're just constantly bringing suits, bring more in. And until we, and then they go and become immigration judges or they become federal judges. And any law that's ever passed requiring immigrants to speak English or to not have a felony record will be overturned by the INS. So I just want to shut it down for 10 years, take time to assimilate the ones already here.
Fix our roads.
Get America needs a little me time.
That's what I'm
we
saying.
Want our me time. Then come back with logical rules, with sane rules. Yeah, of course, we've had fantastic immigrants to this country. And I just think they ought to be always like 1970 immigrants, better than us, not the same as us, not worse than us. And for most of the country's history, they were.
Or maybe just willing to better themselves, right? Isn't there like a willingness factor too?
Well, that's part of being better than us.
I hear
so
you.
No one fatter than you is better than you. It's your
and I
how could
you.
They be better? Look how fat.
I agree.
Why don't you get up and walk if you're so much better than me?
That's definitely going to be part of my review process when I decide before breakfast. They can send me a million names. I'll flip through them over my coffee. Okay, sorry.
Ann no, Coulter wants to Tinder immigrants into America.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
I could totally do it.
You're talking a lot about like assimilation, which I think is like is valid, but like how do you feel about American communities that are isolating? I'm talking about like Hasidic Jews, I'm talking about
the Duggars.
Like evangelical, the Duggars, you know, like American born citizens who are isolating into their own communities with their own values and they're not assimilating into our culture.
I would like to send them to Mexico too. I'm not sure if we can.
That, the fucking Duggar family are straight up the Taliban without ninja outfits. We had a girl who escaped.
They're
Quiverful.
Not going. Look, I think it's crazy, but they are not going to harm anyone.
Except their children.
The girl.
We had a girl last week. We had a girl who escaped from being in Quiverful. In Texas.
Okay. You know, I've been cut every night for two weeks from CNN because of the Duggars. I refuse to discuss them.
Wait, why did you get cut?
Why did they cut you off?
Because they were doing the entire hour on the Duggars.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, I don't. Duggars, I like that you call them Duggars, too. That's how I call them, the Duggars.
A lot of people call them
what are they?
That kid, I don't think Duggar. That kid, by the way, first of all, if I forgave Lena Dunham for jamming rocks in her sister's puss, I'm sure I can forgive Jiminy Bob Duggard. But
are you white kids doing to each other?
I don't think we do very much.
We touch each other's butts. And
look,
talk.
This is a family. Okay, you're forcing me to talk about this. I'm going to give you 30 seconds and you can all yell at me and make fun of me. This is a family that doesn't allow kissing before marriage.
Awful.
It was through the clothes. I think what we're all thinking of sexual molestation is not what they think of.
I think you're right. Molestation. I'm totally on board.
Yeah.
This kid at 14 would fucking slap titties through some clothes while they were asleep. Okay? And that is some kind of... By the way, Larry Wilmore looked down his nose at me while I tried to make this point to
him. Yeah.
Which, and I like him, dude, but the snottiness that he... When I told him what that was some prison shit. Like, when that's a prison, that religion they're in. Okay? Uh-huh. So when you're cut off from every kind of stimulation of any kind, weird shit starts to happen. Like, I'm going to touch this titty while she's asleep. Because there's no other... release, and it's like prison. He probably would never do it again. He was just in that weird prison at that time.
Right. Like I said, that was harder on him till I heard more of the story. First of all, these Duggar kids were homeschooled, right? And he molested his sister. But he's homeschooled, so if he went to school, he would have molested a schoolmate. So he molested a girl in science class to him. Sure, the science class was in the living room, but give the nigga a break.
No, it would have been with the teacher.
If
he had gone to school.
Look, this is yet another thing, and this is a lefty thing a lot of people like to do. Same thing with Paula Deen, where her real crime was she cooked with too much butter. They Al Capone charged her for the N-word. They don't like... I don't like the Duggars, but go after them for the thing that you should go after
them
for.
Don't be like,
this is our scandal finally to get them.
Yeah, that's awful.
Attack the religion, but because they're pussies with this coexist bumper sticker shit, we can all live together. No, we can't. It's the Highlander. There can be only one. That's how religion works.
Uh-huh. Now you're taking my position on diversity. One other point I have on the Duggars.
I don't love the God of Abraham
for the segment of your off. Audience that is evangelical. I just want to point out that I don't think this family, and this is a serious point, I don't think they really were living. I guess the argument for having 19 kids is we're going to have as many kids as God wants us to have. No, they're not. They're using baby formula because a woman tends not to get pregnant when she's breastfeeding.
Right.
You cannot have children that often unless you are using artificial baby formula. Yeah. This is not God's plan. I just think it's... I mean, I love big families.
Don't put God...
At 19, it's getting like a litter.
Don't put God on your dick like that. Oh, what's God doing right now as you lean your dick in? Is God doing this? God, I guess he wants me to have a kid. I don't know. Like, it's your fucking dick, dude. Just fucking admit
it. I think that part's nice, though. I wouldn't put it the way you did.
Listen, I was in a doomsday cult, and I have...
He was Jehovah's Witness
growing up. Especially
you were were you brought up Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah, I was a minister, yeah.
You're kidding.
Can't you tell from the insanity?
Oh, that's why you're so anti these religious groups.
Oh,
no, I'm not
them.
Bitter against my religion. I'm bitter against all your religions. My religion, they don't get involved in politics.
Wait, are you still a Jehovah's Witness?
No. He says no, but that nigga
Why can you celebrate sports teams but not birthdays?
What do you mean celebrate sports teams?
Like you can cheer for a sports team, but you can't have a birthday?
The birthday made the least sense to me of all the band stuff, but it was because it's a pagan thing, much like Christmas is a pagan thing.
And the Knicks
it's very
why is it a pagan thing?
Christmas?
The day you're born. You can't have a cake on your birthday, but we can have a Super Bowl party?
That one had the least amount of justification for it, the birthday one. Basically they would go, well, you never saw anybody in the Bible celebrating their birthday ever.
I never saw anybody celebrating the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you don't really celebrate it, you watch it. I don't know. The only people that did birthdays were pagan, like, rulers in the Bible, and it was very vague. That one had the least amount of justification.
Was it too vain? Was it like vanity?
Yeah, it was like that. They didn't really have an argument, so they just took a lot of little shit and balled it up into one, I guess. The one for
Where did you
Christmas,
grow up?
Mostly New Jersey, but my family's from Ohio.
I know about Christmas. We can move on.
Yeah, so, but here's what's good about Jehovah's Witnesses that I agree with.
That's why no one should complain about Christmas trees. It is a pagan holiday, but they're pretty.
You have a dick in your
room. And I like them.
Yeah, I have no problem with it now. I just don't have an emotional attachment to it because I didn't grow up with it. The thing they don't do is they don't get involved in politics.
You missed out.
Jehovah's Witnesses won't get involved in politics, right. And they won't join the military. Because you can't.
Oh, totally, they're going to Mexico.
No, you can't. But no, I want you to answer this. How do you justify any kind of Christian being affiliated, like, with America at all? Like, how do people think this is God's country? Or how do they think God would approve of any part of the idea of America? God's policy is you just pay your taxes and don't have a rebellion. So how would we even have an America if they had been real Christians, right? And you're supposed to pay Caesar's things to Caesar.
No, I mean, that's not what anyone thought at the time, including King George. It was, he said it's because he referred to the American Revolution as that Presbyterian war, yeah. And said, you know, everybody commented because they're Englishmen, because they're Protestants,
right.
they're committed to freedom. I mean, it's not just Christianity generally. I think it really is a very Protestant country in its inception,
right.
and in the institutions that grew up around it. Obviously, you don't have to be of any religion to hold any office or do anything else,
right.
In the country, but the idea of it and it is much more Protestant, much more Martin Luther in its whole idea.
Right.
And when we and that's part of what I hate about all of this being driven out of the schools. That's part of assimilation that won't happen for politically correct reasons, not for immigration reasons.
But
immigrants
out,
are coming into,
right.
A politically correct culture where, you know, that's another difference between pre-1970 immigrants and post-. They used to come to a country that was proud of America and had no interest in assimilating other cultures.
Right.
No, we're not celebrating Cinco de Mayo. We're not even celebrating the Feast of the Immaculate Conception.
Well, they say we're not allowed to.
No,
you know
Catholics. What you would learn in school is about Saratoga and Valley Forge, and this is part of our civic religion, to be proud of America's history and the founding. And that they're now new modern immigrants, and this isn't their fault, but it's part of what we're going to straighten out during that 10-year moratorium. They're coming to a country that doesn't teach about America and what the history is.
But I did learn about America and what the history is.
Well,
you did.
You're
not
a 7-year-old,
8-year-old. They don't teach
it anymore. And also, how is religion driven out? Because I actually, like in my world literature class, for example, we absolutely learned about all this shit of Protestants.
I'm with P. Are you 7 years old?
Yeah, this but is how, no. How, but, that was 25
but
years
you say,
ago, Kurt.
When you say God was driven out, what was driven out? The prayer? Do you know what I mean? What do you mean God was driven out of school?
No, God was driven out of the history of America. I mean, basically, the history of America was driven out. But you can hear about the history of America if they're going to tell you about how America was horrible to the Indians, or how we dropped, a bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and how we oppressed these poor people and oppressed those poor people. All of that has been driven out. But part of that is the history of America.
I don't think that it has, though.
Well, you
I don't really
so
think it has. It wasn't when I was in high school.
But that was 25
My brother-in-law
years
is a high school teacher now, and it's not driven out. I'm just. And in fact, the textbooks, that was the big story, is that the textbooks were coming out of fucking, you know, dumb shit Texas, where they put extra of that in the goddamn textbooks.
I would like
it?
To see those textbooks, because I don't think you're learning that in textbooks today.
I had American history and learned all that,
but
including
you're not
the
seven.
Christian.
Kurt, that was 20 years ago.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
You've
been
about?
Out
I'm
of school
seven.
For 20 years, to be when saying. You've been out of
when
school.
When you were in high school, did you have American history?
She's
well,
not thinking, seven either.
Yeah,
we're talking.
Well, I took AP American. I mean, we did have American history. It's not as comprehensive.
What does being
as,
seven
like,
have to do
you,
with it?
No,
because we're talking about what's
now.
Being taught
you
today.
Have school.
School now.
She's
right?
School now.
Shit.
Well, at four, she's not going to learn American history. That's a
obviously.
High school class, is it not?
But they are. I mean,
no, junior
I'm not
high,
that
junior
far
high,
removed from high school.
Elementary.
And we had like a very kind of expanse of American history offering. Maybe that was just my school, but...
Well, expansive isn't the question. Is whether it's whether you're learning about the milestones in American history to be proud of. And no, I'm sorry, they will exclude people like, you know... John Randolph, in order to make sure we have enough women included. So we're going to have a whole page on Betty Crocker.
But they also and, have
well, who's John Randolph officially? But like, explain John Randolph.
You're an idiot. That's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, and they'll also, Rudolph's we have father. To have a certain number of you know, John Mexicans Randolph. And a certain number. We have to show this, that, and the other thing. This is political correctness, not genuine history. This,
oh,
this
I see,
is
you, I see
all those
saying.
People really existed and really made like
yeah, but their book is only so long.
Sure, absolutely. But I mean, like, I like, for example, if we don't learn about the history of Native Americans here in this country, how are we going to fully appreciate what we just did to their sacred ground on the federal ground, selling
no,
it to
it
the
is part.
Austrian mining company?
It is part.
So
no, that
hold,
is
hold
part
on.
Of our history.
Caitlin wanted to bring up this.
No, I wanted to bring it up for a whole
wait,
hour.
Stop. Oh, Caitlin's been God. Waiting to bring up this stupid fucking Austrian
good.
Mining company.
So mad.
That no, was such
I
a reach.
I can't
saw
believe.
A whole 2-minute segment on it,
reach.
And now I'm an expert.
Oh, my God. That is why Caitlin sat there today.
It's on federal property. It's not on an Indian reservation.
Right.
But after the Eisenhower administration protected it, because it's like Apache sacred ground.
Where, what state?
I
California?
Don't remember. I can whip
no,
that
Apaches.
Up really quickly.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
You waited fucking an hour
that
and a half.
That was such a
I waited an hour and a half.
No, I'm
like,
really
you
interested in this.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's federal property. The Eisenhower administration protected it. It's not on the reservation, but it's part of their like sacred
sure,
burial
we
land.
Have a lot of those.
And part
yeah.
of the like the I think the most recent defense budget,
we gotta
this was a rider on it. And we sold mining rights to an Australian strip mining company on the ground that had been protected since the Eisenhower administration.
No, this is very bad.
Yeah.
This
I just like that Caitlin squeezed that in there. Out of the blue.
It is bad. Caitlin's got
to
stop
okay,
talking.
And to bring it...
no, it is a good point.
To bring
it's
it
fine.
Back to immigration.
Yeah.
Which I can do. You throw anything at me,
I'm,
can bring
I'm
it back
waiting
to immigration.
To hear this.
I have a whole chapter on the environment in my book because that's another big problem with mass immigration, especially all the immigrants, illegal immigrants now, not just immigration, pouring across... You know, this beautiful federal wilderness, and of the fires they can track down, all these desert fires in Arizona in particular, of the GAO, the Government Accountability or Accounting Office, they did this big investigation. Fully half of the fires were started by illegal aliens. And then...
Wait, what?
Because they out there setting fires.
So how
they set fires at night to stay warm while they come across the border.
Okay, I didn't
or
understand.
They're sparking. Sometimes they set them intentionally to distract the border police
and go the other way.
And the border the fire department on our federal parks can't put the fires out because they have to wait for law enforcement backup. There was one fire in Arizona. Yeah, that went from like 300 acres to 3,000 acres overnight because the fire departments couldn't go in. And to the Indians particularly, huge problem, which again is being hidden by the media. I had to go to all these hiking blogs and read the comments and the photos. They're doing graffiti on Indian petroglyphs.
That sounds terrible. I never hear about fires within the context of it being like a massive environmental issue. I always hear the environmentalists who are like, forests should burn every 100 years and like the
well
fact
every
that
100 years
problem. Right
not
yeah
every 3 months
but there's
yeah, but they
massive
have it for,
graffiti
you know, years.
Massive trash we are again this
massive
is an
trash.
Issue of peasant
yeah, I mean,
cultures
littering as
they
well.
Have no concept of litter and parks are being beautiful parks in California
on the
are being shut down because they're so full of trash you want to see these pictures and they won't say what it is just oh we're just shutting down the park for a few years
but on the grand spectrum of like environmental catastrophes. I feel like littering is really low. I mean,
that's because you
North
haven't
Carolina.
Seen this littering.
No, I'm from North Carolina, so our big environmental issue are the pig farms out there that have made all
that's
of our
a
rivers
big issue.
Unfishable. And those are big agricultural farms who are owned by Americans, but mostly worked by immigrants.
Yeah,
well, tell the pigs
they.
To stop shitting in the water. Thank
and the
you.
North Carolina farmers I particularly detest. Sorry if they're your parents, but...
I'm not.
They're just putting off mechanizing for a few years. There are robots that can pick tomatoes, but these lazy Fs... No, we've always done it this way. And then you have massive, you are absolutely right, illegal immigration and massive welfare consumption and massive child rape, as you'll read about in my book.
Aren't there so many jobs, by the way, where you go, seriously, robots don't do this now?
Yes.
You still have to have a person go into that hole?
Illegal immigration is preventing them from doing it.
Yeah.
It's really just a matter of, we've always done it this way. If they don't make us change it, why should we bother?
Yeah.
No, you can there are robots that can pick strawberries. They have three cameras and they can tell whether it's ripe yet. It's all there,
right.
And more of it's coming, and we're really going to be paying for the illegal immigrants then.
That's crazy.
Okay.
We got to wrap it up.
Yeah, we do have to wrap it up.
Adios America. Adios America is the name of the book, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And it's available now. When is it?
It's available now.
Yes, so go pick it up. And
I'm so glad I brought a copy of it so I can show you the cover.
Did Where's you not bring one? Oh, yeah, I thought you would just give.
Where
I thought I would just
it?
Be given a book.
Well, I was coming from someplace else. I didn't know you wanted. Of course, you don't have one. We just set this up 2 days ago.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
I'll grab it. I'll come get it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can't say.
And the book's available right now.
And did cover the corporate angle of it.
That was great.
All right, that was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I owe you.
All right, that's it, guys.
Race was peace.